this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Ann Teen speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 23rd of June, and ending on Sunday, the 29th of June. Well, it's almost July, isn't it? So what I'm looking at is giving you the forecast for the Cancer new moon, which actually arrives on Wednesday, the 25th, at 6:32 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it's at 4 degrees of Cancer. It's not quite as difficult with aspects and things, so I'm going to do that first and then go on with the weekly astrology forecast, which will also include a brief discussion when Mercury shifts into Leo. It's in Cancer at this point, right? So, the Cancer New Moon, set for Washington, D.C., 6:32 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, also has Cancer rising. And we are getting also very close to our Cancer Sun return, solar return, the 4th of July, right? But here we are. And at the time of this particular lunation, it's a sun-moon conjunction Jupiter. And that's a really positive, but also a very emotional joining, all right? We're going to be making new intentions. We're going to start a new cycle after this moon goes past the conjunction to the sun and starts its journey around the zodiac. But there is, on the one hand, this idea of optimism and uplifting and possibilities with Jupiter, but again, the expansion of those Cancerian issues, of the need, absolute need for emotional and material security. And what are we doing now? We're waiting to find out if we're going to war with a Middle Eastern country again. You know, I mean, really, it's just a phenomenal moment. And here we can see also this expansion of patriotism, which is Cancerian. Cancer is the sign of the people of a country, any country. So it's not just the United States that is expanding in its ideas of the need to feel secure and also the patriotism. And we're starting to see, you know, protests about the United States, you know, and Israel, of course, but, you know, there's extreme emotion in those protests over there. Death to the United States, death to Israel. I don't know why we keep doing this over and over again as humans, but probably neither do you. What I'm looking at in the chart is an interesting phenomena, and that is this chart has two yods, or fingers of God, in it, formed by different planets, and some similar planets, some of the same. So while we have this grouping of planets in Cancer, we do have the idea of the square that's taking place to the Saturn-Neptune, not completely conjunct, but in the realm of conjunction separation, Saturn at 1, Neptune at 2, Aries. And this is, you know, where we're in that place of uncertainty. What are we going to do? What is it going to look like? What kind of action can we take? What secrets are being held that we don't know, and we're going to make a move and we don't know about it? That's the Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Aries, right? So is this a great time to begin a war? You know, I mean, really? So we are looking at the fact that this is a time when we have Mars in a Virgo, and it's at 4 degrees of Virgo, and this is demanding that our actions be logical, reasonable. We know it's going to work, you know, and we don't want to jump into anything too quickly. And this is a focal point here for the two yods. Mars is in the yods. And one of the yods is this Mars in relationship to the Cancer group with the Jupiter, Sun, Moon. It is sextile. So it's trying to work something out so that people can feel secure. But what's also in the sky is Pluto in Aquarius. It is retrograde, but it is trying to bring power to freedom and individuality of the people in the groups. And, you know, it's an intense thing that we've all been experiencing now. And that is the focal point of the yod, because it is in the 150 degree or uncomfortable relationship. Aquarius as a sign doesn't go well or easily with the Cancerian emotional levels of need or the Virgo necessity for being precise and organized. It's, you know, the wild card sign ruled by the wild card planet, Uranus, right? Uranus is just getting ready to shift. I mean, it's like 29, 26 degrees of Taurus, and it's like ready, but it's not quite there yet. So what we are looking at then is this need to have some kind of adjustment. Another astrologer described this in conjunct degree, the 150 degree angle, which is the Cancer to the Pluto in Aquarius and the Virgo to the Pluto in Aquarius, as having a pebble in your shoe that you can't keep walking with it. It's too much of an annoyance. Right? And it could be damaging. So you've got to do something to fix it. And so this is what we're seeing. We've got to do something to fix it. But what, oh, what will they decide is the thing to do to fix it? And so the second yod is the sextile between Pluto in Aquarius with Saturn, Neptune in Aquarius, and so they are trying to work things out together, looking at what's changed in the past and maybe finding clues for how to go forward in the future. I mean, if they look at what happens in the past, we see unending wars. I mean, they're not coming to resolution in Gaza. They're not coming to resolution in Ukraine. I mean, it's just this, you know, you start a war, you're going to be in it for the long haul. Now, there's only one group of people that actually would like that, and that's the military-industrial complex, right? Because they're making money on the tools of war. But, you know, who else wants that? I mean, things are just seem to be completely out of control. So here's Mars in Virgo trying desperately to bring things into control and having pebbles in shoes from Pluto in Aquarius, sextile the Saturn-Neptune in Aries. You know, what are they going to do? And so those are your two. And so we are looking at discomfort. I don't see exactly the signs of disaster. I see that we need to go into visioning from the Mars being at the top of the yod to the opposite sign of Pisces. That could be a go-between in this situation, perhaps. But there's no planet to anchor the Pisces energy. And so it's, you know, it's, will you do the vision? Will you receive the messages that you need from the Pisces energy? Will you have enough compassion not to, you know, do this terrible thing, you know, to more people? You know, I don't know. It's just beyond the beyond. And then when you have the other finger of God, Yod, the opposite of Pluto being at the top of this particular configuration is Leo. And Leo is courage, but it's also the sign that protects and supports its own kingdom. Like, you know, which thing that you do here is going to be truly supporting, you know. Leo is the father. It is the king also, but it's the fathering energy. It takes care of, provides for its creations. So this is what we would like Pluto to sort of remember, and not just have a wild card moment of, I love power, I love power, and I'm just going to let it fly. You know, let's hope, right? And again, my hope is that the Mars in Virgo will stop that. And we do have other people trying to step in. The UK and Europe, I think somewhere in Europe, is trying to speak to this. And we have Mercury in Cancer sextile, this almost out of it, Uranus in Taurus. So the Taurus Cancer energy, which was in the solstice chart with the moon and sun, is in the new moon chart between the thinking quality, which is sentimental but patriotic but needs to be secure, Mercury, and this, you know, shifting, changing issues of Taurus. We're trying to work it out. And Venus is in Taurus still. She's opposing Juno in Scorpio, but, you know, so she's not really ready to support the power of women in these situations or in situations, you know, of shared resources or power. But, you know, she's there, sort of being a steady force in an otherwise not so steady experience of a Cancer new moon. Now you look at this, put this into your own life. How are you feeling this? What do you feel you need to do for your intentions? You're setting intentions for the Cancerian energy mostly. It doesn't have to be, but it supports the Cancer issues of home, family, safety, emotional safety, and so, you know, have at it. Do your intentions. And because if you read my Substack for the Sun Standstill is what it's called, there is a suggestion about breathing and setting your intentions in the breath and calling in the goddess to help you achieve them. And that's the Cancerian energy. It's a she. It's the mother, the divine mother, it could be. All right, so I'm going to let that go now and go back to the weekly astrology forecast, which begins with the moon in Gemini on Monday the 23rd in the early hours of the morning, completing the transit with the sextile to Saturn in Aries, 1:33 a.m., the sextile to Neptune in Aries, 2:25 a.m. So maybe overnight or across the pond, where it's later in the morning, there may be some good communications have come, some good information has been shared, and there's a moon trine, Pluto in Aquarius at 4:18 a.m. So maybe somebody's brokering a deal, but the moon will square Mars in Virgo at 4:26 a.m. And who knows, with the sun going square Neptune at 4:29 a.m. It seems like something always comes to destabilized negotiations lately also. That's one of the things we've seen. Yes, we're going to have a truce. We're going to have a peace talk. No, we won't release the list of hostages' names. Yes, we're going to have a meeting on Sunday. Oh, Israel's going to bomb Iran in the meantime. I mean, it's like very odd, isn't it? So we'll see what happens. But there was a chance. You can know that there was a chance. And while the Gemini moon is void, of course, with planetary, the sun joins Jupiter at 11:17 a.m., but not on Monday. We are basically in a void of course moon most of Monday, and the moon will enter Cancer at 11:44 p.m. on Tuesday. So that's like a really long void of course ride, isn't it? And we only have that one planetary energy, but it is a positive one, 11:17 a.m. on Tuesday. Enter Cancer, the moon, 11:44 p.m. on Tuesday. So you'll feel good, maybe. We might be excessively emotional. We'll see. Wednesday, as I said, we have the moon now in Cancer. It's going to square Saturn in Aries. It will square Neptune in Aries all in the very early morning hours of Wednesday, 2:28 a.m., 3:16 a.m. Then it will make a conjunction to Jupiter at 5:33 a.m., and that's very close on to the new moon at 6:32 a.m. on Wednesday. All right, so you're in a more, either more emotional or more optimistic or balancing, trying to balance both, in the early morning on Wednesday. The new moon comes, and it moves on to sextile Mars in Virgo, 7:17 a.m. Let's try to get things under control in an orderly way. So that may be also good news that that's the case. And it will move from there while Mercury makes the completion of that sextile we saw in the chart of the new moon to Uranus and Taurus on Thursday morning, 5:45 a.m. Mars is also getting a sextile from the sun in Cancer at 10:11 a.m. on Thursday, while the Cancer moon is making a sextile to Venus and Taurus. And that is coming in at 11:08 a.m. And boy, that's a good feeling. It can be grounded. It can involve somebody, you know, really showing up to get things handled for the Cancer energy. It's also great for a food experience. Cancer and Taurus, the foodies of the zodiac. This is a brunch. This is a great time for a brunch. Moon is going to go on to sextile Uranus and Taurus before it goes void, of course, and that won't come in until 1:16 a.m. on Friday. So you've got a long time feeling the sextile to Venus. But in the meantime, Mercury enters Leo at 3:09 p.m. on Thursday, which is, look at this, the Islamic New Year begins at sundown. Oh, well. Wow. So we have Mercury shifting from the emotional, sentimental, not always present in time, current time. Mercury goes into this Leo energy, which is going to focus it on protecting the kingdom, on issues that are Leo-like. Creativity, romance, children, investment is the financial property of Leo as it tries to increase, you know, the ability to support the kingdom, personal kingdom. It's not fast, it's in a fixed sign, so it takes time to get all this through and communicated, but It can also have very dramatic communication, so we might be hearing things, very dramatic things. But this is where we will get the retrograde, this retrograde of Leo Mercury will take place at 15 degrees, and that won't be until July 18th. Of course, we get that slowdown the week before. So you figure at least from the 11th of July, things are slowing down in Mercury land. And then we'll have, after it goes direct, which it will get back to 4 degrees of Leo and go direct on August 11th. And it'll be about a week after that before you're really in the full-on Mercury motion. And it will go into Virgo on the second day of September. So I'm going to speak more about that perhaps when we get to the time of the direct motion and the retrograde motion. I'm certainly going to mention it. But this is what we need to know now. And the aspects, you know, that it may be making would be, you know, kind of interesting if we can even see them. It will trine Saturn in Aries. It will do that on Friday the 27th at 11:53 p.m. So again, you may have some, because the war energy is the Saturn and Neptune in Aries here. And then it will trine the Neptune at 7:58 a.m. So once again, we may have something going on. But on Sunday, the 29th, Mercury in Leo will oppose Pluto retrograde in Aquarius. That Pluto. You know, everybody was waiting for Pluto. It's going to go into Aquarius and we're all going to be, you know, hippies. No, doesn't look that way right now. I mean, maybe later in the transit, but right now it looks like people can't figure out how to use their power as groups, you know, except to be angry. The only thing they think of, and you know, one world leader I can think of is quickly learning that everybody doesn't bend the knee. It's a big surprise. So, you know, negotiation isn't threatening is the right word. Someone isn't going to engage them in, you know, if it isn't something that's really a threat, in doing what you want. It's not, you know, have you tried it in your own life? So anyway, this is for this week what I'll say about Mercury in Leo. And so we are up to Thursday here, and the moon enters Leo on Friday morning after that sextal to from Cancer Moon to Uranus and Taurus at 2:05 a.m. Friday. The moon is here now, and the moon joins Mercury at 3:13 a.m. Now that is where you sometimes get a little bit too attached to your emotional thoughts, whatever the thoughts are like in Leo. They are, you know, kingly or courage or, again, protecting. But that's where we have the moon also come to trine Saturn and Neptune in the early morning hours. That's all over by 5:50 a.m. Eastern Time. And the moon opposite Pluto comes in, as I mentioned, 7:39 a.m. But Mercury is handling some of those trines to Saturn and Neptune as that moves on, while the moon has no aspect coming, clearing, completing until 8:23 p.m. on Saturday, the 28th. And this time we have a moon square Venus on Saturday. We had a beautiful moon Venus conjunction from Taurus the Saturday before, but not the Saturday, the 28th. That one is a challenge. There are different values You know, extravagance doesn't work for Venus and Taurus. You know, cheap is dear, but extravagance is not so good, says Venus and Taurus. And the moon is like, you know, come on. Plus, there may have been, with the moon in Leo, a little bit of flirtation going on that is threatening the possessive quality of Venus when she is in relationship in Taurus. So, you know, it's not a great money day, and, you know, it's a little bit edgy in relationships. And the moon in Leo is going to go on past Mercury's opposition to Pluto on Sunday morning. It is squaring Uranus and Taurus at 7:03 a.m. So hopefully we have things under control before that. Okay, that could be a rather volatile period of time. Void, of course, moon until 7:44 a.m. when the moon goes into that analytical sign of Virgo. And first aspect is the sextile to Jupiter in Cancer until 4:13 p.m. So that's a really good day to take care of stuff, especially for the home and the family. And, you know, even being with them is also a good time for this kind of thing. But moon will join Mars at 9:14 p.m. is when it's exact. So you've got about 5 hours of that approach. So all that, you know, goodwill energy of Jupiter is now, you know, who is right and who's doing it right and how can I correct them and how can I fix this and how, you know, it could get a little not so good. After 9:14 p.m., moon sextile sun in Cancer takes us into the evening and night in Eastern Daylight Time, because that ends at 11:54 p.m. So we feel okay. We do. We feel all right about everything. And we think we can somehow feel secure. And I will tell you that Monday, and we're going into that week of a holiday, Monday the 30th, that moon went on, and it was going to take all day Monday to get to a trine to Venus and Taurus, which is giving you nice energy for the full day next week. So that was your week. You know, there's a lot going on. What we have is days that are full of aspects and then days where there's no aspect. And that's all because of having so many planets at the early degrees of a sign. It'll change. Won't be like this all the time. Everything changes. But next week, speaking of changes, we get our second outer planet retrograde when Neptune retrogrades on Independence Day, of course. Why not? Let's have a standstill Neptune and retrograde with it. That sounds like fun. I'm being sarcastic, of course, because that can be very confusing. And Venus will enter Gemini also on our day of independence in the morning. Yes. So I will be back with a podcast. There will be no lunar event. We'll go from the first quarter to the second quarter phase. And we won't have a full moon until the 10th day of July, 18 degrees of Capricorn. All right. Best wishes with everything. Let's see peace. Let's visualize peace. Let's call forth peace. And I'll say goodbye for now.